Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Muddassir. Now, there are primarily two narratives which are found in Al-Wasit and As-Salibi's Tafsir. However, both of these narratives have the same text, and the chains of the narration, of course, are different. But let me first read out these texts to you. Both of them have been reported by Ubay ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as far as the text in Al-Wasit is concerned, it reads thus: Man qara surat al-Muddassir a'tahu Allahu 'ashra hasanat bi'adadi man saddaqa bi Muhammad wa kazzaba bihi bi Makkah. Simple translation of this narrative would be that a person, any person who reads Surah Muddassir, the Almighty will reward him, will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds for every person who professed faith, who corroborated Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who professed faith in him, and for every person who rejected him in Makkah. So every person who professed faith in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah, and every person who rejected Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for every such person, for each of these persons, the Almighty will grant the reward of 10 pious deeds to a person who reads out Surah Muddassir. Now the weakness of both these narratives lies in the fact that both of them, although they have different chains of narration, however, they have two common narrators, both of them which have been regarded to be very weak by Rijal authorities. As far as the text of Al-Wasit is concerned, Hafiz ibn Hajar says that it's concocted, its narrative is fabricated and concocted, and I think the reason is because of the fact that the two narrators which I'm going to just describe before you, they exist in that narrative. And there should be no reason to similarly regard the narrative found in Salibi to be concocted as well, because the same two narrators are also found in its chain of narration. Now, one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom we find the following comments recorded in Hafiz Mizzi's Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishay. And another opinion which he says about him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mawsili says Laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says Ghayru siqa. Abu Zura'a and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk, he has been abandoned. Another opinion of Imam Nasai is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughbi says Za'if al-Hadith jiddan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is about him is a kazzab, that he's a great liar. So in a nutshell, we can say that this narrative, although it has different change of narration, it is an absolutely baseless narrative, and we should completely ignore such narratives. And as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to achieve such blessings is to understand the surah by having a living relationship with that surah, and that is only possible if we know what it says to us. We understand its message, we act upon it, we communicate its message to others. So this is how true blessings can really be achieved or acquired in reading a surah, and to disregard narratives such as the one that I just read out, which have absolutely no basis. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.